USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. and Western allies slammed Russia Friday for spreading propaganda, disinformation, and, quote, nonsense at the United Nations Security Council. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of making biological weapons in cahoots with the U.S. American Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, suggested that Russia protests too much.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate. We continue to believe it is possible that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a video requesting direct talks with his Russian counterpart, but all signs indicate Putin is not ready to do so. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Four American soldiers were killed in an incident that is not related to the war in Ukraine. The four Marines were participating in a previously scheduled NATO exercise known as the Cold Response Drill when the Osprey aircraft they were traveling in crashed in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. The Cold Response Drill began this past Monday and involves 30,000 troops from 27 countries. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The Dean of the House, Alaska Congressman Don Young, has died. He earned that title due to him being the longest-serving member of the U.S. House of Representatives, his first swearing-in taking place 49 years ago. Young's office said the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to the last frontier. Health authorities in China reported its first two COVID deaths since January of last year. The two mortalities were elderly with underlying health conditions. China has had a zero-COVID strategy since the initial outbreak in Wuhan in 2019, involving lockdowns and mass testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
There's a new COVID concern here in the States. USA Radio's John Hunt is in Washington.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States, even as the country has done away with most restrictions after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
A European car maker has issued a recall in North America.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly sometimes while in traffic. The recall comes just days after the Associated Press reported that nearly 50 people had complained to U.S. safety regulators about the problem, some reporting nearly being rear-ended by other vehicles. Many reported that warning lights and alarms would go off, the driver's side windows would roll down, and the SUVs would suddenly brake while in traffic. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The stars are expected to shine for a 10-hour telethon next weekend to benefit war victims in Ukraine. Stars in the House will air March 26th online, on YouTube, and on Sirius XM. Donations will benefit the International Rescue Committee. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.